Blog Talk Radio.
Again, so I'm gonna play that real quick.
The government, the United States government, no, $14.6 trillion. V, all my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, V. That's all y'all gotta do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, V? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Oh, stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balance. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you. All the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even got... It's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light bill. You see how fucking hot it is? I'm fucking... I'm pissed the fuck... I can't...
This is one from Mike P. Install the phone. This one's called "Fall My Heads."
It's Mike P. and Stone Capone. It's that real hood music, man. And this is our single. You know they stay bumping all your songs.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
got you.
You wanna mess around, click clack, who shot you? Hey DJ, you know you got it going on. When I hit the back door, they always playing my song. Watch the crowd just move and get their creep on. It's that real hood music for the real hood cheese. And the real hood lows rolling on them D's. Mike P, baby, I was ready to blow with the real G rhymes on the freestyle flow. When I'm up in the club, man, it's on my
I'm in my truck driving, so if it's too loud, let me know and I'll hang up.
No, you're all right.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't
so
have to
happening?
Yell. Not much. Got a lot of things going on. In Michigan, they're trying to repeal the helmet laws, so it's almost done. You got to get $20,000 worth of health insurance. They added up at $100,000, but they settled at $20. So we're
wow.
waiting to see how that goes.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. It's kind of like the seatbelt laws. Sometimes they help out, but a lot of times they don't, and especially on a bike, I think it does more damage than good. So it's just getting these people that write the laws that get the revenue off of writing the tickets you got to convince.
Yeah, and then I got another message today about the feds. You know, TSA is going to be doing what they call Viper stops, looking for terrorists and shit while you're driving, so... What are we going to have to do, go to federal court now, too?
I know. What the hell? No, TSA is getting a little bit out of control. Is that who you said?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you say TSW?
Yeah. Better if they all just fucking left us alone and let us live free.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I had just yesterday, my brother had a buddy that got his driver head-on on his bike. No skid marks from the guy driving. Crossed into the opposite lane, Andy, who was the gentleman on the bike, locked it up, hit the guy head on, and ended up throwing him 30 feet backwards, killed on impact. That just happened yesterday morning. So we're scrambling, trying to see what we can do to help the family out. At this point, I don't even have their last name, and I don't know if I did have it, if they'd want me throwing it out there yet. But, you know, it's the third offense of this guy driving drunk. And it's that kind of crap that causes the problem, but that's not what we're probably going to hear about. We're going to hear some other crap about how bikes are unsafe. They just twist it however they can.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when a kid got hit on my bike a couple weeks ago, you know, already they were trying to jam him up right there. After they were trying to jam me up, too, but it didn't work out too good for him.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It gets a little bit crazy. So, but and my battery's beeping at me, so if I cut out on you, I'm not hanging up. I just ran out of juice. I'm about halfway to the house, so I got another 5 or so minutes before I get there.
Okay.
Oh. So I haven't listened in a while. I've been kind of crazy. I haven't been able to call in. Is there anything else been going on I need to catch up about?
Nah, just the fact that everybody's up in arms, you know. This shit's getting worse, man.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you got these jackasses walking on Wall Street and claiming entitlement and all that crap. You got all these bogus bike laws going through. I don't know, we're in a hell of a bind, really, if you look at the big picture.
Yeah. Well, it's like I said, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I haven't been able to jump on and clarify it, but rumor has it the guy that's behind that Occupy crap just bought Remington Arms. So,
oh, yeah?
I don't know if you've got a computer handy to check that out, but he's all out wanting socialism. One of the first things he wants to do is buy out the gun companies. That's not a good sign.
No. He'll have to pry mine from my dead cold hands.
Exactly. You know, there's a reason that's immediately after free speech. You know, those are two very important things that we got to keep in our hands and away from the damn government.
Right.
And it's getting harder and harder to do that. So.
Yeah, it's, where do we go from here, you know?
Exactly. You know, there's a grandfather that just had his two grandkids, I forget their ages, stole two of his handguns, and they were young. They're, I think, 12 and one was 9, something like that. A real young kid. The neighbor jokingly told one of the kids that she was going to take his Halloween candy, and the little bastard pulled a 9mm on her. So they're going after the grandpa. What they ought to do is get those kids to make a lesson out of them, get them for theft and every other damn thing, because that shit happens all too frequently. And, you know, the grandpa didn't realize they were gone. It's the kid's fault for getting in there and stealing shit.
Well, he wasn't paying attention.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm all about locking your guns up if there's kids around. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to take precautions and all of that. Now, the flip side of that is you got somebody breaking into your house and you got to give them a timeout and, you know, go unlock your gun case, get your gun out, and then go find your clip. You got to have something accessible, and if it's on top of a dresser, do everything you can to keep it out of their hands, but you can't 100% prevent it unless you lock it up, and then a lot of times you're doing more harm than good. So, like,
that's
true. I see both sides. I don't really know which way I'm at 100% on that, but I got mine all over the place, but I don't have any kids either.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it all depends. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's like I said, if we all don't stand up now, it's gonna be done and over with, man.
Yeah, we're all gonna be wondering what the hell happened. You know, I gotta wonder how much of this Occupy stuff isn't a smokescreen for all the other bullshit that's being pushed through by executive order. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's being passed underneath our noses, but the news all over these jackasses marching on Wall Street and Oakland and everything else. You know, let's go shut down the docks in Oakland so that there's no capital coming into the country, and that'll prove a point. You know, they're idiots.
Well, I got news for you. Walmart's got 3 tankers the size of 6 football fields. No, actually 3 football fields They come here loaded and go back empty.
Really?
Yep. You didn't know that?
Did not know that.
Yeah. It's on the blog. Just type in Walmart tankers and you'll see it.
Okay. I won't be able to do it tonight because I don't have a computer handy, but I'll definitely write that down and look that up.
Yeah, just look on the blog and Walmart tankers.
Right on.
So what else is going on? How's things on that side?
Good. Just trying to keep up with these women. They keep me running pretty hard, so that's a good sign. It's a lot better than staying at home sitting on my ass.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have Nessa calling in here in a little bit. She's scared to death, so hopefully we have some people call in to kind of break the tension up a little bit. And, of course, Tasha's always in the middle of something. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that message you sent me earlier. Well, we'll figure that out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt there.
Mm-hmm.
But she needs some time away, needs a little vacation. She works awful hard through the summertime. So, unfortunately, with the line of work that most of the models are in the bike community, everybody else's vacation is their busy season. So they get the slim pickets of vacation time when it's cold and crap. Nobody's doing any bike events. But,
right.
You know, she's happy to kick her feet up. She's banned from the computer for a couple weeks. So as much as she hates it, it's needed as well.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes you just got to back up, man.
Yeah. So I think for her to just step out of it for a while and get her everything else back in line and get her momentum back, she's going to come back a whole new person. And, you know, once
yeah.
she gets done with her vacation, she's going to be taking a few days off still that we're going to be doing some photo shoots so that we can get some of that caught up. You know,
uh-huh.
she's got a lot of great ideas and a lot of cool things in the works that, you know, really going to be awesome once they start hitting the print.
Well, if you're pretty close to the house and you want to plug in, I'm going to play a song. You know, I'll give you some time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just
and
pulling
then,
into the closest town, which is 5 miles away. So,
okay.
I'm pretty much hammered down on it, and this thing keeps beeping faster and faster. I'm not sure if I'm cutting out or not.
Yeah, you are. So what I'll do is I'll play a song while you get situated.
That'll work. I'll call you back here in just a bit.
Okay, man.
All righty. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, see, like I was telling you guys, there's some things going on, so we're going to go back to, this one's called, this is Mike P, the big homie, this one's called Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a little problem going on here. As soon as I get this straightened out, we'll come. I'll be right back. I'm going to play this one called Mike P's Be Homie. This one's called Zed's Dead.
This motorcycle is
the chopper, baby.
This chopper is
dead.
Zed.
Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead.
Surprise me though.
No, it's getting worse every day.
I called in. I was at my I call it my class for criminals. My court-ordered class that I have to do for 16 weeks. I'm almost done with it, actually. And tonight, we had to do... Now, I don't drink. Never did.
I don't either.
They put me in this program after they arrested me because they said I was impaired. They didn't know from what. They gave me 3 breathalyzers. I got a 0.0 every time. But they never gave me a drug test. They just... They got me for OUI drugs. Never gave me a drug test. My mother bailed me out. Make a long story short, the judge put me in a 16-week class. They took my driver's license. Cost $500 to get it back.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 probation. So the class that I'm in, it's hard for me to relate to any of the situations because everybody in the class is an alcoholic, you know. They love me because I go and I tell my war stories, you know. They love the biker stories, and they, you know, they know I go on the radio shows and the TV shows. I go in there, and we end up talking more about, you know, motorcycles and police corruption and wrongful arrest on bikers than we do about the alcohol class, you know. We end up talking more about that. It's pretty funny, actually. I've taken over the class, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty funny when I get pulled over and they say, "Have you had anything to drink today?" I said, "No, I'm an alcoholic. I don't drink." They don't know what the fuck to do then. Well, we saw you at the bar for 2.5 hours. Yeah, you saw me there, but did you see me drinking? I don't drink.
So the funny thing was I went in tonight to my class, and I wasn't feeling well. So I got a Mountain Dew and to get some, you know, try to get some energy. I got the blue Mountain Dew. It has ginseng in it and the caffeine and all that. And I said, "Oh." Because Dunkin' Donuts was under renovation. So I says, "I'll grab a Mountain Dew at the gas station." Went over to the class, and they're standing there with a breathalyzer thing, a random breathalyzer. So they gave me one, and I got a 0.00. I told the girl, I said, I don't drink. Give me as many as you want. I almost passed out doing the damn thing, but we actually had one guy. We have one more class to go. Next week is our last class. That will complete the 16 weeks. We had one guy tonight fail the breathalyzer, and they threw him out of the class. They called the police because he was, you know, he was buzzed. Came to the class buzzed. They took his keys. One more, what an idiot! One more class to go, and the guy get drunk before he comes to the class. And I just look at that and I'm like, that's just stupid. That's why I don't drink. You know, people, you know, I mean, I just. Not my thing, but anyway, the judge thought that would be a good program for me because, you know, he, according to him, you know, I was impaired, and what it comes down to is, I was talking to my mother about it earlier. She was in court with me 13 times over this case. Gino was there, a few other people. The judge took one look at me with the long hair and the tattoos and everything else, and he just already made his decision about finding me guilty. You know, he actually, he made insults to me in the courtroom in front of everybody, you know, about my appearance, about Gino being there, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. So, you know, it's all bullshit. But when it's all said and done, I'll have my day. I'll have my day. But anyway, so I passed the breathalyzer. Which, you know, here I am paranoid thinking, oh, shit, you know, does Mountain Dew have alcohol in it? am I going to fail because I had some Mountain Dew? And I passed, but, you know, I don't know, like a slap in the face to me, man, because the night they arrested me, I wasn't on anything. Now, there were several other nights that they could have got me that, you know, I probably had something in my system, but that particular night, I had nothing, and that's the night that they, you know, it took 5 state troopers and a German Shepherd to arrest me, and I didn't even fight them. I did not even fight them. I stepped out of my truck. Well, actually, I stepped out, and they pulled me out, 3 of them. There was 5 cops altogether, and a dog, and they had guns out, and they were looking, you know, that once they arrested me, they took me to booking. They were looking for gang tattoos and, you know, taking pictures, and this is a bunch of bullshit. You know how it is, the stereotype and the discrimination. But we talked a lot about that in my class tonight. I says, hey, You know, every time I leave my house, whether I'm on a motorcycle, on foot, or in my car, the police have a hard-on for me. They won't leave me alone. You know, they just, they think I'm up to something because of the way I look or who I hang out with. Doesn't even have to be my appearance. You know, it's you know, people that come by the house over here and they park the bikes out front and they run the place and they're like, oh, you know, Gino's one of them, you know. Oh, no, you see, oh, something's going on in that house. So, you know how it is, man. Like I said, I'm the only person I know that was pulled over on foot by the state Mass State Police. I was stopped on foot, walking my dogs. I was pulled over on foot by the Mass State Police. And, you know, that has to take the cake, you know what I mean? It really does. The cop rolled up to me. I had my dogs. I just left my house. I was walking my dogs down the street, and I heard the car pulling up behind me. The Crown Victoria. It has that sound to it. You know, has a certain sound to it. The Ford, and I could hear it. And I looked to my left, and there's a cop, a state trooper, and he's like, okay, pull it over. You know, and I'm like, wait, you pull it over? I'm walking. You know, and he's like, okay, you know. Any weapons on you, any drugs, anything, you know, I need to know about that you're doing, you know. I said, this is ridiculous, man. I'm walking my dogs, you know. And he wanted me to argue with him so he could arrest me again because he was involved in my first arrest. But I didn't give him the satisfaction. I just said, you know, if you get something on me, you know, do it. If not, leave me alone. So,
that's
yeah,
like when
was,
they tell me they're
going to
arrest me
on foot.
Yeah, when they tell me they're going to arrest me for obstruction under Penal Code 148, I just take out my wrist and say, let's go, because it's going to take them about 8 hours. So they're going to, and if it's towards the end of the shift, they're going to be there for another 8 hours, which is what most of them like to do because they want to get the overtime.
I'll tell you one thing, Phil. In Massachusetts, they passed the thing now. You can, and I know I brought this up on your last show last Thursday, we can actually videotape our traffic stops, whether we're on a bike, a car, whatever, on foot. We can videotape our traffic stops. And the state police don't like it. None of the cops like it, especially the state police. And so, of course, you know, I carry my little camera that has a camcorder inside of it so that when they do stop me, And they start with the bullshit and the harassment and all that. I just hit the button and records everything. So you know that's one for us anyway in Massachusetts. You know, not in California, but that's one for us in Massachusetts because that was unheard of. You know, and
yeah,
you know they would never. You know Massachusetts is just like it's they're hard. This is a hard ass state. You know. You throw your gum on the ground, you're going to get arrested, you know. But they did pass that law because too many people were getting violated, and they didn't want to put video cameras back in the police cars. So they said, you know, we are allowed to videotape our traffic stops. So you're seeing less, believe it or not, you're seeing less stops now.
Well, you know, it's like that guy in Illinois. Hold on 1 second. We got another caller. Let me bring him in.
All right.
Hello, 267.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad.
I was actually online with Phil, and he told me to call in. My name is Alicia Pleasure.
Yeah.
Did he tell you that I was going to be calling, or no?
<That's>
Probably not.
You're
What's
talking
that?
To him.
That is
Phil
you're talking to.
Oh, okay. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
We have, this is Pete from Boston. What city are you in?
We're outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry,
okay.
Miss. What's your last name again?
Well, I didn't give it.
Oh,
Alicia
said,
Pleasure?
I'm sorry, what's your name? You said your name.
Alicia Pleasure.
Oh, okay. I thought you said something else.
Yeah.
My head's in a cloud tonight. I get this head cold. Anyway, okay, as you are.
Oh, that's okay. Sorry. Yeah. So I was chatting with you. Phil?
Yeah. She has a website. She's going to send some pictures in for Babe of the Week.
Oh, yeah. I read that.
Yeah, I'm actually in the middle of getting ready to do a calendar, too, for the 2012 year.
Okay, and if you send me any information, I'll post it on the blog for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Phil, I mean, you send these sexy girls, man. Jesus, you never cease to amaze me.
Why is that?
All right, let me talk to her, Pete. Hang on a second. Let me, we got another guy. I'm glad you called because we got another guy I want to introduce you to. This is, let me get him on. Hello, Ryan.
Yeah, hey, what's going on, Phil?
Hey, I have Alicia on the phone. She's we're trying to find out what exactly goes on with her website and stuff. So she's going to send in some pictures of Baby of the Week, and she just commented she's doing a calendar.
You know, I heard the tail end of her name, and Alicia, I see you on Tasha's page all the time, and I got to tell you, I feel cheated here because you haven't sent me a friend request.
You see me on where?
On Tasha Jordan's page. You and her are friends.
Oh.
She's pulled you up a couple times, and we've had a few little talks about you.
Uh-huh.
All good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know why?
This calendar.
Oh, the calendar, it's 2012. We had some requests from some different biker groups to get a calendar together. So we're actually looking to see if anybody wants to send either a shirt, a vest, something that they want to see me in to represent their chapter. But we're actually going to start shooting in the next week or two so we can get it out before, like just right after December 1st.
Well,
when
you send me the pictures that you want me to post for Baby of the Week, just put an address in there. I'll delete that, but I'll send you a shirt. You can be a Miss Repeat Offender.
Oh, okay. All right, that sounds good. Yeah, but as far as me accepting friend requests, the problem is Facebook, because there's so many requests coming in, they'll actually stop us, like they'll put us on hold for 48 hours. So I apologize for not accepting your friend request, but give me some time. I can only do so many a day before they stop me.
That's fine. You know, I've been crying myself to sleep for a while, but I think I'll work through it. I'll let you slide this time.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Where are you having your calendars printed at? Have you gotten that far yet?
No, we haven't actually gotten that far. What's that?
I'm going to throw a link up on your Facebook wall, probably not tonight, maybe tomorrow, or if you get me accepted, I'll do it sooner. When I was doing our calendar a couple years ago for KR Productions, I found a company that was based out of Iowa where I sent the photos to. They had it ready in no time. They were the cheapest I could find nationwide. And
wow.
I mean, quick. I sent them the proofs. The biggest problem we had is we had to have a designer to actually put the dates in the calendar, which baffled me because you would think a calendar company would put the dates in the calendar. But there's actually a separate program you buy that does all of that crap. So that slowed us up a little bit. But we did a 28-page calendar, and the turnaround time on that was 2 weeks from the time they got the proofs until they showed up on my door, and that was standard shipping.
Wow.
So, and it was very cheap. So I'll try to hook you up with that. That might
save
you a little bit of legwork, because the first time it's going to kick your ass.
Okay. Yeah, we've been toying with it for a while, and we kind of put it on the back burner, and then somebody said, you know, what's going on with the calendar? And we're like, you know what, we better get it together. So hopefully we'll start shooting the next day or two. But like I said, you know, we're keeping a couple months separate in case somebody does want, you know, us to use their chapter and stuff like that. So hopefully it'll turn out pretty good. Yeah.
Well, there are 28 pages, too. You think 28
pages,
is 24?
That's a lot.
But calendars are 28 pages long.
Okay.
I didn't know that either, and that screwed me up, too. I had to come up with more pictures for the calendar, so.
Okay. So does that include the actual, like, what I'm thinking of is the picture on one side and the dates on another. Is that are you including that page as in your 28, or you have 28 actual pictorials?
Well, you think that you've got, you've got 24 pages that cover your month, the photo and then the information on the bottom. But they
right.
make them 28 pages long, so you've got your cover, your back cover, and then you've also got two separate pages on our back cover that we did for advertising and stuff like that. So, the ones that we had set up, and I'm actually going to be doing another one here pretty quick, there's enough room on the back of the calendar to put your logo in the middle.
Great.
And then 10 business card size ads around if anybody wanted to help sponsor.
Oh,
and then,
wow.
We should talk. I don't want to do all this on the radio and give away secrets.
Yeah,
we
really. Okay, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know what? Do me a favor.
Add him on my Facebook. He sounds pretty good. Pretty
yeah.
Up, yeah.
Yeah,
guy
really.
I know a lot of stuff.
Give him a friend request.
Send me another request. You know, as I would say tonight, we'll accept it, and then we'll go on like a private chat, and we'll get all that information. But that's great.
Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, you got a pen handy?
Well,
yes.
What you could do is she has my email address. She could shoot me the info, and then I'll forward it to you.
That'll work. I'll just give her the phone number too. That works. I don't care.
Yeah,
but I don't think
you
want everybody else to have your phone number, do you?
It's already out there all over the place. Every one of my models has it on their page as a contact, so it's not like it's hidden.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Right now you got to realize we're not hiding from anybody anywhere.
Exactly.
Okay.
All
right. Do you want to give me your number then?
Yes, 605.
405.
431.
Uh-huh.
2814.
Okay, great. And you said Ryan, right?
Yep, and what I'll do is I'll try to jump on there and send you a message so you can tell who the hell I am on your Facebook.
Okay,
so.
All right, great. That's
I want a friend
great.
Request,
thank you.
Too. Can I send you one?
Sure,
well,
send it on over. Yeah.
What is it, Alicia? What do you use the last? Alicia, what would it be under? I'm on Kasha Jordan's page, but she has her friends hidden.
Yeah, it's actually, it's Alicia Smith. Here we go, with Facebook. You know, I had my own, you know, Alicia Pleasure on Facebook, and somebody hacked into it. So
I see already,
all my friends. You're
wearing pink, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's me.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's Alicia, and then just Smith. So if anybody wants to find me. Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, just so you know, Alicia, we had 34,533 hits today on the blog. That's worldwide.
Wow.
That's
oh
38
my God,
countries.
That's a lot.
How many?
Oh my God.
How many?
That's impressive.
34,533.
Oh.
Right now we've got 100 people in Singapore, 222 in the United Kingdom, Russia we got 300.
Yeah,
Australia,
Russia. Yeah.
We got
my brothers.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot from Russia. I'm from Russia.
Australia, we got 1,237. Germany, we got 1,665. Canada, we got 2,882. Denmark, we've got 165. Switzerland, we got 4,640. France, we got 2,571.
Wow, you're all over the place then.
South Korea, we got 3,422.
Hmm.
New Zealand, we got 5,123. Brazil,
wow.
We got 9,842.
Well, if anybody wants to check out my site, they can always go to AliciaPleasureEntertainment.com, see what else I have my hands into.
What's that again? Can you say the site again, please?
It's www.AliciaPleasureEntertainment.com. But it's A-L-E-S-A-L-E-S-I-A.
Okay, thank
pleasure.
Yeah, Pete, just do me a favor, Pete. Don't look at it till after the show, okay?
Yeah, okay, Phil. I won't take
all
my
rods. Breathing heavy over the phone. That's got the wrong effect.
No, that's why I had a call because in Massachusetts we lost power for a week. So I had to freeze my ass off in my house. I got a goddamn cold because of it. I sound like I'm
that's
breathing heavy. It's a cold. It's not because of the girl. Well, although that's
well,
part of it, I don't know.
Well, I hope that when you do, find the site that you do start breathing heavy. That's a good thing.
Well, I'm a man. I should, right? I mean, I'm only human.
Well, this
I guess
is
I was
true,
gay,
yeah.
And I'm certainly not gay.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Oh, that's funny.
It's too bad Bill's not on tonight. He'd get a kick out of this.
Yeah, no, Bill will be here Thursday. He's he takes care of his mom on Tuesday nights for a while now.
Oh, that's nice. Well, oh, it was great talking to everybody.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Okay, I definitely
will.
You
better hang on a little while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, fill us in here. What's what do you got? What's what do you got planned? How's your start? Okay, let me ask a couple if you don't mind. So,
okay,
how did you start
ahead.
Out doing this? How long have you been doing it for? What
I
are your long term goals?
Well, I've been doing it for 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
I actually 2 years. Yeah, I actually have a. I just signed a 3-year contract. I'm not allowed to say with who yet until it comes out with a.
Yeah, it's going to be Mel Gibson.
Well, with one of the top men's magazine. So that'll take me 3 years. And I'm
nice.
Actually headed out to Miami to do a couple videos next week. So hopefully they'll come out, you know, looking good. And actually, you know, I have my own production company. And we are in the process of doing the Hangover Triple X parody, which I'm so excited to do. I wrote the script, and you know, we're just trying to get some backing to be able to produce this movie. And we signed Aurora Snow. She's going to be, I guess, if anyone's seen the movie, she's going to do the Mike Tyson part. So that's real exciting. And there's a couple other parodies that we have, you know, that we're working on now. So, they're just...
Well, whatever you got going or whatever you'd like people to talk about, send it to me and I'll post it on the blog because, like I said, we're in 38 countries and right now, just in the chat room, there's 42,486 people.
Wow, that's crazy. That's great. Well, hopefully where I'm going, you know, in Miami, you know, I'm working for, you know, they are an international company, so it is, you know, they're going to put it out there probably all across or around the world, so if anybody is interested, you know.
I can't
I'm
seem
sure
to
I
find
talk
your
about
website.
It. Oh, you can't find it?
No, it's Alicia. Alicia.
Are you spelling it right? A-L-E-S-I-A.
Okay, A-L...
And then E-S-I-A.
E-S-I-A, okay, yeah.
And then Pleasure.
Pleasure, okay. Pleasure.
And then
yep.
Entertainment.
Oh, okay, I didn't put that part in.
That would help.
Yeah, that's a
.com.
Big-ass name for a website.
Yeah, we actually had to change it because we had some... we had some issues, so...
So it's entertainment.com?
.com, yes.
This computer's running like crap tonight. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have some things up on the site.
My computer just crashed. Anyway, okay, well, I have it.
Oh,
no. Yeah. Yep.
Well, visit me when your computer's up.
Oh, the feds are probably fucking with me again.
Yeah.
They knocked
right, so why wouldn't they fuck with me?
They already
yeah,
knocked
really.
Me off twice.
Yeah, they kicked
they
me
really?
Off twice already.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
Well, you know, that's, you know, they want to spy on us because they think we're doing something wrong.
Well, I think they think everybody's doing something wrong. They're not happy until they...
Oh,
they
especially bikers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason we're on Blog Talk Radio... is because my partner, he told the South Koreans to embrace his North Korean brothers and march
mm-hmm.
in and overthrow Kim Jong-un because there wasn't one motorcycle club or the fact that they could only let their hair grow to an inch and three quarter if it was a comb over and an inch and a half wasn't.
Oh, no.
They came to see us and said, you know, you're talking about overthrowing a foreign country, so you guys need to cut that shit out. And the next week, I egged them on about talking about communist China. That was Tuesday, and Thursday we were done.
You got to be kidding me. That's
no,
crazy.
So now we're on Blog Talk Radio. This is the last bastion of freedom. But what they do is they come in here all the time. I got a little gizmo that tells me when they're coming in. And they knocked me off once already, and then they tried to knock me off the second time, but I hit a few buttons, and I sent the zap back to them.
There you go. Isn't that a shame you got to worry about all this stuff? Crazy.
Yeah, it sucks. You know, like I tell people, if you bend over once, you're going to bend over twice, because if you don't stand up for your rights now, you're not going to have any left to stand up for. But the worst part of it is our children and grandchildren are going to pay the bill. I'll be gone. I'll be dead and get buried before any of this shit gets straightened out.
You know, so much for freedom of speech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Oh, I'm on the website.
Oh okay.
Now I'm breathing heavy. Heavier.
Heavier.
I'm
going to
call back, all right?
Yeah. Give you a couple minutes, sir.
Yeah,
two,
you
like
it.
Two minutes.
Do what you need to do.
All right,
I guess I'm doing a good job then.
You know, I can really, you know, I know that my ex-girlfriend's listening to me right now. You know, I actually gave her an apology on last Thursday's show about being an asshole lately. And I broke up with her a couple of days ago. I know she's listening to this right now. And you know what? I'm fucking laughing my ass off. Knowing that you're listening to this, because you lose, baby.
There you
remember
go.
Remember that last Thursday? I actually apologized. I apologized on the radio for 35,000 listeners on this show last Thursday. To my ex-girlfriend, I apologized for being an asshole. 2 days later, we break up. Now I look like an idiot, but you know what? Because I know she's listening.
Yeah, but you can think that makes you look like the bigger person, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Most guys don't apologize.
That's right.
For being
Thank
assholes.
You. You're right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. So I'd give you kudos for that.
You know, whenever I would come on the show, whenever I told her I was going on the Phil and Bill show, you know what she'd say to me, Phil? She read away. Is Kasha Jordan going to be on? I said, I don't know. She calls in, you know, quite often. I said, why? She says, because if she's going to be on, I'm not listening. I says, no, listen. I like her because she's a nice girl. She's always been nice to me. You know, she comes on the show. She has a right to. I said, you're just jealous. Give it a break, you know. It's a radio show, so whatever.
Yeah, you can't stop somebody
give me
from calling in.
I'm so happy that I'm single now.
There
when
you
we
go.
Get off the air later on, Pete, give me your address, and I'll have Kasha sign up a nice picture for you, and we'll send that sumbitch to you. You can put it on your wall. Your girlfriend deal with that.
I'll send you a friend request there. I saw your name on Phil's page.
Okay.
I'm a big Facebooker myself.
Everybody's
making friends.
A hot chick.
And really, I'm not breathing heavy because there's a sexy girl on the phone. I'm breathing heavy because I legitimately have a cold because we did lose power in Massachusetts for almost a week.
Oh, my God. That's
and,
crazy.
And it was 30 degrees in here, and I was blowing smoke. And my ex-girlfriend has a $500,000 house. I stayed there one night, couldn't take it anymore. She was getting on my nerves. I left. And I, you know what? I came home, and I decided to stay here and freeze my ass off instead of putting up with shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
she
had a generator, you know, all kinds of food and nice and warm fireplace going. And I stayed there one night. I said, screw this. And I know she's listening. she thinks I'm Satan anyway, you know. But,
get the salt out to rub in that wound.
You know, she thinks I'm Satan. I'm not Satan. I got an evil way about me, but. Yeah, so we lost power for a week and finally got it back,
wow.
And that's why I have a cold. But
that's crazy. God, we lost it for, maybe 10 hours, and I was driving myself crazy. I swear I have ADD.
Oh, yeah, you're in Pennsylvania, right, so you must have got some snow there.
Yeah, we ended up getting like 3 inches.
That's it?
Well, that was, for October, that's still a lot.
We got like 23 inches. I'm not kidding you.
Okay, never mind. All right, you beat me. You beat us here.
I live north of Boston. I don't live in the city, but I live out in the sticks. And,
all I'd like you guys to know, it was 69 and sunny today.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. You know, you're always going to bring that up. Anyway,
well, it was like 70-some degrees here today.
Well,
so
it was
nice.
You know, we know California has the best weather in the world, but you know what? I would love to live in California, but I don't like earthquakes.
No, neither do I.
Oh, they scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, but you know what? But we ended up having one a couple months ago. It hit Washington.
Yeah, I remember that. I felt it.
Yeah.
I felt it.
Yeah, I was in the car at the time, so I didn't feel it, but yeah.
I felt it. I thought I was tripping.
Strange things.
Yeah, I thought I was tripping. I said, oh, my God. Picture fell off my wall.
Well, Pete, you're looking at the website. I'm sure you felt the old move tonight, too.
I like the website.
Probably.
Well, I hope something moved. That's a good thing.
I like the website. I like the website. And, you know, just so my ex-girlfriend knows, it's a very, very sexy website, and I'm looking at it. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And we'll definitely send you some links and let you know what's going on. And, send me a shirt. I'll definitely put that in the calendar. That'd be great.
You know, he brought some up when he first called in, but this is an anniversary that was observed. And this was a member of a club. He just got back from doing two tours in Iraq. He was sitting on his front porch, and he got shot by the police because they were coming to investigate the motorcycle club. So 60 of his motorcycle brothers got together this weekend, and each one of them was carrying a single rose.
Oh, wow. Where was this?
They went placed it on the step, and they just came to pay their respects and remember him,
right.
And they were going to leave. Well, what happened was the cops showed up because they followed him over there as they hit town and jumped all over him and gave him a hard time and shit, and all they were doing was going to just remember a fallen brother. Because happened was the lieutenant that shot this guy, he was cleared of any wrongdoing, but the city paid his wife $875,000 settlement, and then they cleared this guy of not doing anything wrong.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Did they at least give him a hero's burial?
Yes, they did. They took care of him.
Okay, well, that's good. That's not the point, though.
No, what happened
I was just reading that article when I called in. That's a shame.
Wow. That is
a
shame.
He was just trying to comply with their demands, you know, and they wanted him to remove his hands from his sweatshirt pockets.
Very young, too.
And he didn't pose a threat or anything. They were all drinking because he just got back, and he just bent over and vomited, and then he was shaking once they hit him with the stun guns. So now I'm trying to figure this out. If they hit him with the stun guns, the guy's incapacitated, and this guy just pumps he just pumps three rounds from a .40 caliber into his chest.
Three? Oh, my God. And posed no threat. And he got off.
Yeah. He was laying on the ground just shaking around from the stun guns, and he still pumped three bullets in his chest.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Wow. That is. That's sick.
I'm
looking at this picture right now. It kills me just looking at it. The guy that got killed.
He did this, and then they promoted the guy. He was a lieutenant. They promoted him to captain because the state's attorney's office the attorney general's office found he had done nothing wrong.
Wow, that's a sin. Well, did you guys hear anything about the? They had the bikers run for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, the Abate group. I think Children's Hospital, they didn't want the toy run anymore, but then somehow somebody stepped in. They got it. I think one of our congressmen or state senators stepped in. So they ended up taking the toys from the Abate group, but they weren't allowed to go to the hospital. They had to go to Citizens Bank Park. They had to go to the sports stadium, and that's where they all gathered. They weren't allowed to go to the hospital to drop off the toys.
Most of those doctors are weekend warriors. They that's their stress relief. They get dressed up and go ride, and they think they're, most of them are trailer queens anyway.
Yeah, well, they didn't step up for their, for what they should have done,
No.
And I think that was a travesty too, because it's, you'll take the toys from these people, from the bikers, but you won't allow them to even drive by the hospital. They weren't even allowed to do that because normally.
And what happens is We're all cut from the same cloth. We all have kids born with birth defects, you know, autism, whatever.
Right.
Crippling diseases, whatever, but everybody gets treated just because they hear the word biker. All right, let me ask you this. Four Marines get killed in Iraq today, and there's a bar fight in your town. Which one's going to be on the 11 o'clock news first?
Right,
yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's a shame. Some of the nicest
mm-hmm.
people, you know, are bikers. You know, it's a shame. Well, hopefully things will change slowly, I'm sure.
Don't hold your breath on that one.
I know.
I got long hair. I got loaded with tattoos. The cops, they take one look at me. I got pulled over on foot. Phil knows. I just told the story. I was walking my dogs. A Mass State Police. They pulled me over on foot. I wasn't even on a bike or in a car. They stopped me on foot. I got pulled over on foot walking my dogs, and they shook me down. State Police.
Wow.
You know, they see the long hair and the tattoos and the leather jackets and the jeans and the support shirts on, and right away they think you're fucking public enemy number one. Excuse my language.
No, I believe it. Nothing shocks me anymore. It's just a shame.
Now I know.
No,
honestly, I know what it feels like to be black. Seriously, I always tell people that. I know what it feels like to be black, because last year in February, they took five state troopers and a German shepherd to arrest me, and I wasn't even fighting them, okay? Why did it take five state troopers and a German shepherd biting at me, and they had their guns out to arrest a man that was not even fighting them back? It's my opinion.
Well, let me tell you this, okay? Since you brought that up, Pete, I'm gonna read you the story I got the other day. I published it on the blog on the 6th. Being black is not probable cause. The constable claims the Harris County fired him for objecting to orders that any blacks in the neighborhood should be stopped and that probable cause was their race. Robert Wilson, who is black himself, says his sergeant instructed him and other officers to target any black people driving, walking, or riding a bicycle in the community. He sued, but shortly after being fired in precinct number 7, plaintiff's immediate supervisor instructed him and the others to target any black people driving, walking, or riding a bicycle in the community. The complaint states the sergeant, whatever, specifically instructed plaintiff regarding racial profiling in October, indicating that any blacks in the neighborhood should be stopped. He instructed the plaintiff and the deputy that any blacks in the neighborhood should be stopped and that probable cause was their race. He informed the sergeant that his instructions amounted to racial profiling and that was not appropriate. He reported the instructions to the lieutenant, and the defendant's personnel asked for witnesses' proof of these allegations. He began retaliating against the plaintiff by denying plaintiff requested leave, even when previously approved, conspired with the lieutenant against the plaintiff, and created a reason for plaintiff's termination. So basically, because this guy brought the stuff to the light, they fired him. So now, they actually said he was dishonorably discharged, though he had no prior disciplinary instances. So now he works in the third precinct, where he has not seen any racial profiling. He claims that Precinct 7 were intentional, illegal, and malicious. So now he's trying to get his back pay, commissary, and punitive damage for discrimination and retaliation. But they're the biggest gang out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, no doubt about it.
That's crazy. All right, well, listen, guys, I got to go.
Okay.
All right,
nice,
thanks.
Nice to hear you.
Talk to you. Good luck in everything that you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Ryan, what else is going on?
Well, I've got three dogs over here that aren't mine. What's that tell you? Tasha's little puppy had babies. So I told her I'd take a couple of her dogs while the little ones are running around. I don't know how the hell she does it, man. I've got these three bastards over here. Two of them are about 8 pounds. One of them is about 70. Yeah, other than that.
Like having kids. You got to send them back to the parents.
Yeah, but if your kid shits on the floor, you can beat the shit out of them, can't you? Well, not anymore, I guess. yeah, they're...
That's called not paying attention.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that and
Phil, I gotta click over for a minute. I'll click back. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Ryan.
No, you're good, man.
I'm clicking right back over. Hold on.
Hey, I got some. I don't know if you heard this one, Ryan, but this is a guy with a memo for Barack Obama.
Okay.
It's called the rant against the machine. I'm trying to get this guy so I can get him on the show because this thing's so it's hilarious, but it's true to the point. So I'm gonna play this while Pete's gone, but hang on and listen.
Listen to the government.
Cool.
United States government. No.
Phil.
All my credit cards would have been cut off a little.
Yeah, Pete.
I got Public Enemy number one on the phone with me.
Okay, hang on. Let me play this. Ryan,
Gino's on the phone.
Okay, right, you guys check this out, and then I'll be right back after this, okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Government. The United States government. $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized. All of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Ooh, stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balanced. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you, all the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. It's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light. Do you see how fucking hot it is? I'm pissed the fuck. I can't. Listen to the.
The guy's right.
That's nice.
The guy's absolutely right.
Yeah, he really is. You know, if they'd have taken that stimulus package and divided that sumbitch up between all the Americans over the age of 21, given it to everybody there, that would have stimulated the economy. People would have paid their shit. They would have gone out and bought TVs. Nobody would have been shutting down because there wasn't money coming in. Why the hell do we got to bail out these car companies that aren't paying their bills back anyway? It makes no damn sense.
No, they already paid their loans back already. What does that tell you?
Yeah. Harold.
Who do you think runs Congress, man?
Yeah, well, hell, that doesn't even matter anymore.
No, no.
Ted Onchel's trying to just get things around Congress.
I know, but who do you think runs Congress, man?
Yeah.
What's the biggest racket out there right now?
I got two phone lines going here. I don't know what the hell's going on.
All right, but what's the biggest racket out there right now?
Well, for gas and oil industry. That's a big part of it.
That and the, well, number one is the insurance companies. They run everything, man.
Yeah.
What's up, Gino?
That's pretty quick. It's going to be the trial.
I got to call him back because he fucked up my phone. He hung up and he called back.
He's issues tonight.
He's not with it. Hey, thanks for the ad, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, you bet, man. Not a problem.
I appreciate it.
I got that beeping in my ear. So, yeah, no worries. So now you can see that girl that's supposed to be calling in, Nessa. She's on there. Sent her a text message a minute ago asking her where the hell she's at.
All right.
You can't get her on.
Well, you know, while I got something going on here, I got to check it out. But in the meantime, I'm gonna play one of my favorite songs. You guys know what it is when you hear it.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Fresh out of jail. Jump on my jumper with my track like pigtails. Rolling in the wind, I be blowing. Bitches on my track, so my dick is what they holding. Big ballin', money stay growing. Hitting hard as fuck for the title that I'm holding. Fuck with me, and you know you're getting paid. This baby mama took because my pad just got raided. Oh well, I still don't give a fuck. I'm a squirrel in the world trying to fuck the nuts. So fuck yeah, motherfucker, keep on bailing. Gangsters, what the fuck they yelling? My lady think I'm crazy, but hey, that's cool. I've been fucking up friends for like a year or two. Mike, I don't give a fuck.
Guys, what's up?
Still waiting on a call back. So we'll see what. I know she doesn't get off work till 7:30, so it could take her a little bit to get all situated and all that crap. But
all right. Yeah, so what happened? What happened with the phone, Pete?
Hmm.
Well, he's there.
Is he? Huh.
He's live. Might need a tinfoil hat.
Could be.
So, what else is going on? You got 1, 2, 3, 4. How many you got?
I got a few going. One of my next goals I'm trying to work on, I've got to do some finalizing stuff. I really want to get Jen and Kasha together for a photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
Really going to be pushing for that. Jen's up for it and Cox is up for it. We just got to figure out the time and place, and that would be a hell of a shoot.
Uh-huh.
They're both cool as hell. Both of them out of the construction industry. So both of them are, you know, hard workers, good girls, do what they say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a chance to jump on Jen's fan page or any of that on Facebook?
No.
Hey, Gino, are you there?
I'm looking at Facebook right now. It's really funny. I kind of get a kick out of everybody telling each other stories. Do they know the federal government's on Facebook now?
Been there since the beginning.
We know they are.
Oh, really? They knew that from the beginning?
We know they are.
Yeah, they've been there since the beginning.
Oh.
That's why a lot of times you post some, it'll disappear
well,
as soon as you
post it. I don't post nothing. I'm a little smart than that. I respect, love, and I hope the girls from 1,000 miles away come and visit me.
Well, after 182 assault and batteries on police officers, Gino, I think you'd learn your lesson by now.
What? No, I gotta be cool.
How many was it? 182? How many A and B's on police officers? 182 you have?
172.
172, okay, that was close.
I only did 30 days.
That's got to be like a world record, man.
No, 30-day bids, that's all.
That 172?
Yeah, 172.
A and B's, I mean, on police officers.
Yeah, well, I used to like that.
Hey, Phil.
When the bars and
He's got teeth in his fist that he hit a state trooper dead on, and the guy's teeth ended up in his fist, Gino's fist, and he left the teeth in his fist. I got a picture of that. I'll send it to you. Pretty funny. There's two front teeth in Gino's fist.
I'm the only one to ever handcuff a state to a cruiser and left it there.
Yeah. Hey, you never told me that one, man.
Yeah. No. Well, what happened was they were following us. It was just weird, that's all. And when they stopped, we had a barroom brawl earlier. See, in the old days, you used to have barroom brawls. It wasn't really well. All you had to do was, and if you took a gun and a badge in the old days from the cops, all you had to do was return it. They wouldn't charge you because the cops could get fired in those days.
Yeah, we'll try that now. Don't empty a clip in your ass.
You can't do that today. No, today it's all changed today. Forget today. You know, today they shoot you.
So you handcuffed a trooper to his car?
Yeah, well, you know, it happened. He pulled his gun out on me.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, it's...
That's going to take the cake.
I'm about 69, yeah. You know, we were, I think we were a little wilder in those days.
Yeah, you think? We were talking about earlier, Gino. That it's the anniversary of that pagan that got 60 pagans showed up today. Was it today, Phil?
Yeah.
At the guy's family's house or something to show respects to the pagan that got shot by that cop. Was it 6 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I get the thing here. Yeah, 60 members of the Pagans Motorcycle Club rode into Wilmington's Hilltop neighborhood Sunday. Each carrying a single rose. They were there to honor the guy that got shot by that cop. Phil knows the story better than me. I'm just reading it from the biker news.
Yeah, and then they followed him to the house.
He was a newly patched pagan. He was just out of the military, and cops, they tased him, and when he was on the ground, they shot him. And they said the cop didn't do anything wrong. Imagine that shit.
In New Jersey, they did that to one of the... back in 74, it's cool. The Chingling. One of the Chinglings was stopped by New Jersey State, and when they pulled over, they shot him in the head, and they never even got charged for that, the State.
No, this guy didn't get charged either. He got promoted to captain.
No, see? Goes to show you. We don't have to worry about the Antichrist. Federal government's doing a good job.
Yeah, no kidding.
Everyone thinks the Antichrist.
Hey, Gino, did you get your power back yet?
Oh, man, I never lost my
bastard power. Never lost his power, Phil.
Can I tell you something? Want to hear something funny? This is the only area that would lose power all the time. So in the biggest storm, I says, well, Lord, looks like we're going to get killed. If you give me a break tonight, I'd like to watch this movie, you know, Thor. And would you let me just watch it? And I fell asleep during the movie. I woke up and TV was still on. Everybody else was out, but my house and half the street, you know. We're the only ones that didn't lose any electricity, and we're the ones always losing electricity because we're in the Clagon area.
Yeah, you're in the ghetto.
Yeah. Yeah, God bless that one, boy. Listen, you know, if anybody can live for on $100 a week, I can.
I don't know if you guys heard about this, but it came out a couple days ago. Not content, this is the TSA. They have a new Viper program. What they're going to do is they're not content with hassling air passengers at airports across the country. The Transportation Security Administration is now implementing plans to stop vehicles traveling across America's highways and byways in the hopes of finding terrorists and other lawbreakers. The acronym the government brainiacs have concocted for this intrusive program is VIPER, short for Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response. Tennessee was the first one. Tennessee was the first one to announce that they partnered with the TSA to implement this.
Yeah, well, you know,
their phrase is a little less catchy, but it's called the First Observer Highway Security Program. But they got that corridor there through Georgia and all that coming up to the south where they catch druggies all the time. They caught a guy who was 82 years old the other day with 300 pounds of pot in the back of his car.
They found they pulled Gino over and they went to a bag of dog shit. They thought it was pot.
I had dog shit. They thought it was pot.
How ridiculous is that? And that was the state police. There you go. You know,
yeah.
That's the mentality of the state police in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I hope they listen.
But across the United States,
I was 83 years old. You said.
Yeah. Yeah,
God.
We supplemented
his
social
security. What's that guy? The cops should let him go.
what he said was he was supplementing social security, and they had his wife, and they threatened to kill his wife if he didn't drive the car.
That's cool. That's a good one. I like that.
what they did, they've done 8,000 of them already in the past 12 months.
They should be spotted anyways.
Yeah, they've done 3,700 operations on the mass transit and passenger railroads, or the trains, too.
Yeah, it's going to get, we're becoming more socialist. You know, you got another choice but follow the, because our democracy was so free, we got open doors. Why do you think we got all these illegal aliens for? Because we're so, and I'm going to tell you something. In Arizona, they're the government has a way to stop them, but they won't let them stop them. We got people getting killed in their farms. They're killing farmers. They're killing. They're crossing the border. You know, I don't really think it's just Mexicans. I think the Arabs are running across the border too.
Everybody's coming across the border.
Yeah, I know.
Even Russians.
Yeah, well, that's all right. The Russians can come. They're pretty cool.
And they got the best weapons.
And they don't like,
you know, it's like when we go south of the border, coming back, going down, it's nothing. They're waving at us, welcome them us. But when you come back, it's 20 minutes to a half hour just to get into the country because they want to know where you've been, what you did, who you saw, did you buy anything, all kinds of stupid shit.
Hey, thank God.
They know you're American.
We have a passport to go across state lines. If we had that passport, so we're still pretty free. I mean, I can't even get out of this country. Do you know? My cousin Lewis Hoffman was a colonel in the Air Force. He was a doctor for four presidents. He invited me to go to the White House to have Dick Cheney put his bars on something. You know, he called me back 15 minutes saying they won't let me in the White House.
Why, because he's related to you?
No, because I'm on the terrorist list.
You are? Oh, yeah. He's on the terrorist list. Imagine that, Phil.
Yeah, I'm on the terrorist because who I used to be, when I ran, you know, right now I'm the seat of Abraham, but when I used to be in
1%.
81, And that's basically what happened there. You know, they won't let me go anywhere because of my past. So I can't go to Italy. I can't go to France. I can't go to Canada. Well, they don't want me in Canada.
You can't leave the country anyway, man. You're a felon.
Yeah.
No offense, but, you know, I can't either.
Oh,
but both fuck.
We used to, I mean, you got a traffic ticket, for Christ's sake.
Oh, yeah, okay, Gino, yeah. Right. What was my sentence?
Right. You'll be all right. It's a thing.
No, I've already paid $3,000 to these motherfuckers. Excuse my language.
Yeah, well,
the stupid arrest.
Get it back. What did Paul tell you? My friend at the registry. He said.
Yeah, the registry doesn't give refunds. I'm sorry.
But he'll get it back for you because he's my friend.
You should have seen Phil when I went to court, okay, for this arrest. When the judge, he's an old guy, he's like 70. When he saw Gino walk in, his head spun around because he tried you several times in the past, didn't he, Gino?
Yeah.
The judge that tried my case.
Yeah, I know, Judge.
He saw Gino, and his head spun around, and Gino says to me, he says, Pete, I better leave. He says, I don't want them to, you know, think I'm trying to intimidate your witness or anything. Witness.
You should have never even been found
guilty. I know. I don't want to talk about it. I'm having post-traumatic stress disorder now, okay? Now I've got to take some medication.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. Hey, we ought to take up sword fighting. That's the only thing that I can touch now is swords.
Well, you know, out here you can't do that because I'm going to tell you a little story real quick about the pastor of a Christian club. He was riding a three-wheeler. So the guys got together and they took a sword and they made it into a cross.
Oh.
So he had it mounted on the back.
Oh, yeah, I heard that story.
Box. He didn't get a block from the church and they pulled him over and told him if he didn't take it back and put it away, they were going to arrest him for a felony. And it was a cross. They made the sword into a cross.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. Well, hey, we're being bombarded with more Muslim crap. That's the problem. You know, if he was a Muslim, they probably would have never did nothing. You know,
no.
I mean, that's how they're coming down. This is the problem. We're going to have a big war going on, and we're going to be, if you're a Christian, you're going to have a problem. People don't realize that. They don't see the future.
How does that have to do with anything?
Because that's what they didn't take them, because the sword was made into a cross. That's why the guy was
dead. Oh, Jesus, you need to get some sleep.
No, that's the truth.
Pete, he's serious. It's getting ridiculous.
Do you know in Cambridge? In Cambridge, they already said they can have a Muslim holiday. The five Muslims that are in the Cambridge High, they shut down the high school, so those five Muslims can have their holiday. You know, the trouble is the people are using the Constitution, our Constitution and our Christian way of life, and using it against us, and we're sitting there letting them do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, until we start fighting back, you know, this is what's going to happen. And sooner or later, you know, there will be a, you know, we are going to be in a third world war. Don't worry about that. It's going to be a religious third world war, but it's coming.
I got another, yeah, well, look,
you know,
at...
Iran's already got a nuclear thing there, and they're already starting to take their nuclear rockets, send it to Israel and into the United States. Sooner or later, we're going to combat that. Don't worry, it's coming. You know, people, you know what? They're going to stop watching TV next. But they ain't going to shut us off, right, Pete? Our TV show is going to go on.
Yeah, we got our TV show, and we got to do one soon since it's been like 3 months.
I got one more coming up Saturday. It's the 8 o'clock in the
morning. Hey, you got to see this TV show here that Gino and I do. All we do is argue.
You got to send me the link.
Sort of like what we do now.
You got to send me the link.
I will. It's pretty funny. You know, I'm his co-host.
We had, what do you have, Hermes there?
Hermes was on one time.
And we had the show, and the thing didn't come up. They didn't tape it.
Yeah, the goddamn cameraman didn't. We got the audio, but not the video. It was a good show, too. Hermes was on there, and a couple of his buddies, Kenny.
Uh-huh.
But, Yep. So it's pretty fun time to be on TV, but.
Well, all right. Let me get an outsider's opinion on this, Ryan. What do you think of all this stuff?
He's probably devastated.
Well, you know, the thing that kind of pisses me off about everything is everybody refers to the amendment as separation of church and state. And it's actually to protect your religious right from the state, not the other way around. And you get all these liberal bastards that go in there, and they turn that around to where they're protecting the state from the church. And you can't do this here. You can't practice your religion in this situation or that situation. And so then there's a Catholic university. And there are, if I remember the numbers right, I want to say there's 5 Muslims that go to school there. Don't quote me on that. Right now, the Muslims are suing the Catholic university because they don't have their freedom of religion in a Catholic university because they can't pray if there's a crucifix on the wall, and there's a crucifix on the walls of the university. So at what point is that a bunch of bullshit? You know, granted, everybody needs the equal freedom of religion to either have it or not have it. I don't care what anybody chooses. That's your call. But don't take my right.
Constitution tells you that government should not start its own religion. We didn't start our own religion. We were already Christians and already Jewish people, already Muslims, already, and we're already the people that are part of the United States. They're reading that whole Constitution wrong. There's no such thing as separation of church and state.
I know, and that's what they always refer to it as.
Because they don't read it right.
No.
And I'm not educated either.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
I got news for you. You don't have to be educated. I got news for you. You don't have to be educated. I don't understand. You're getting fucked.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? I'm educated. The street, and I watch politicians today. I like to run for mayor and say, "You've already tried the straight people. Now tried the bad people."
Mm-hmm.
You'd be a decent mayor, I think.
I don't think I'll be I look at it this way. I
probably beat a few people up, but besides that.
No, I believe in truth and honor. Hey, I'm on TV right now, by the fact.
Are
you? Yeah, it's with the cop, Kramer.
Oh, yeah, we're getting primetime slots on that TV show, man. We had like 8 o'clock one night.
I know.
You know, not 10 o'clock.
My arm bands on.
Because of me. Because of me as your co-host. We're getting really good time slots with that TV show.
It's got to be what it is.
Phil and Bill need to come here for a visit, and we need to put them on a TV show. That'd be a funny show.
Yeah, you can ask them about training, Rod.
You don't mind coming on a show with a bunch of crazy dudes.
Lunatics.
Now I got news for you. We're holding our own down here.
What is that, man?
Just 38 miles north of San Diego.
Oh, I used to live in San Diego.
Thought it was San Francisco.
No. When I was on the run. I was in San Francisco when I stayed in San Diego for a long time. That was back in 74, 75. It was fun. It was a good time, man.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
It's still a good town. It depends on where you go because you get hassled anywhere you go around here now.
Oh, yeah.
If you're riding,
the highway patrols, the sheriff's department, they're nuts.
Yeah.
Highway patrol.
Well, they're all scared of anybody riding a black Dyna.
A what?
They're all scared of anybody riding a black Dyna.
Oh.
Yeah, with the little T-bars and the little fairing on the front, everybody rides one of those in their opinion, is an active gang member.
I seen 3 of those today at the steakhouse there, Gino, in Fitchburg. What's that steakhouse called? The big famous one there, the popular steak. No, up near Kmart there.
Uno's?
No, the steakhouse, man.
Well, there's Uno's and then there's...
It's not a steakhouse, it's a pizza place. Anyway, there was 3 identical bikes when he's talking. Dyna. There was three identical Dyna. Hollies. Identical, man. I was drooling.
Yeah.
No, you know who probably owned them? The fucking cops.
Yeah.
Probably cops and they're having a steak.
Yeah, well, they all got bite.
Weekend warriors, like you said.
In the old days, when I was riding ape hangers, you know, because I still like ape hangers. I was riding my shovel head and all that, and there was like 20 of us at the time. It was a big thing at the time. Cop goes, "Well, I want to ride bikes." The fire department, we hate bikers. Now every fire department, every cops, everybody, every doctor, every some old reason, everyone's got a Harley Davidson and they're in a club.
Yeah, they get club. They form clubs too. There's more friggin' law enforcement and firefighter clubs than there are regular clubs.
They hated us.
I can't stand those law enforcement MCs, man.
Yeah.
What a joke they are.
Well, we had a thing at Bill's, and they had some of those guys showed up, and they said that their bylaws and their initiation and prospecting was tougher than the FBI's.
You know what? I know somebody that's in one of those clubs, and he's not a cop. He's he works campus police actually, and he told me that he was out one night with three or four of his brothers. They had the patch on, three-piece patch. They went into a bar that was run by the Outlaws, or that was frequented by the Outlaws Motorcycle Club, and the Outlaws showed up and confronted them, and they were ready to get it on. And you know what the club, the law enforcement club did? Honest to God, it's a true story. They pulled guns. It's online, actually, Phil. I'll send you the article. They pulled their badges and guns out and says, "We're police officers." You know, and the Outlaws obviously had to back down. But here they are with a three-piece patch on, pulling the badge and a gun out, saying, "Hey, you can't fuck with us. We're police officers." What a joke. What a joke, man. Seriously.
Hey, I'll tell you something. I was, when I was in the club, when the undercover cops tried to jump me, the cops shot me, every one of them went to the hospital, and I had teeth marks on my hands. My hands blew up. I don't like hitting nobody in the mouth no more. It seems that every time you hit somebody in the mouth, your hand blows up. You know?
I wouldn't want to get hit by those fists.
Yeah, well.
Although, you know, I'm not afraid of you.
Yeah. How you doing? To me, the only club there is really, if you've got a 1% club, you know it's got to be Hell's Angels, because Hell's Angels,
of course,
everybody copies them. Everybody copies them. They run around trying to be like them. And it's just, you know, thing. I remember years ago, I remember there was like 20 HAs and 20 of this other bike, 200 of this other bike club, and the HA beat them all up. And, when they went to court, they were blaming the Hells Angels. And they were the ones being jumped. You know, it just bogs my mind how law enforcement, when they kill a Hells Angels or something, or when something happens, they come down on Hells Angels. They won't come down on the other clubs. They just play with them. They make them, you know, most of them, to me, they rat out on people. They snivel, you know. I mean, there's a few, you know, but 90%, 70% of them are a bunch of crybabies.
Yeah, no shit.
But to me, everyone copies Hell's Angels, no matter who they are. I don't care how big they are, how many thousands of members they are. They always come across, they copy Hell's Angels. They copy the way they do, the way they dress, the way they are. You know, it's just sad that people don't just, you know, I just wish the law enforcement would start always coming down on them. When I remember other clubs trying to beat up Hells Angels, and Hells Angels beat them up, but it was the Hells Angels' fault, not the, you know. It just it bogs my mind how people can react and cops react to men who just want to ride, and, you know, it doesn't matter. Not everybody is a dealer. Not everybody, you know. And you know that TV show, Sons of Anarchy? Well, that's in the book, Three Can Keep a Secret, Longs to a Debt. That's all Hell's Angels stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they're advisors on the show.
Huh?
They're advisors on the show.
I
know the guys that are the advisors.
I've seen the pictures.
I'm in that book, you know, Three Can Keep a Secret, Longs to a Debt. I was the one on the run. shooting bottles off the head. I used to do a lot of bad things.
Still do.
Now I just take care of my granddaughter. Now, you know what? When you get past 60, it's time to play with the granddaughters. I'm 70, I'm 70 now, but, you run the gauntlet, you run your whole life, and then when it's time to, it's like being a football player. They only last 10 years. Football players last 10 years because once the legs go and everything else. So, believe me when I tell you, there's a limitation. Clint Eastwood said it best, and I used to tell my son, because my son's in jail now, I tell him, listen, it's like what Clint Eastwood says. He just didn't know his limitations, and that's the problem. We just don't know our limitations. We think we can go on and on and on, and we don't. We can't.
No. And it's not like it used to be. It's not like it used to be, man. It's like someone.
I always love those angels because they at least had honor. They have more honor than most of our clubs.
Yeah, and someone that Bill and I both know said it. Told me and Bill because this guy they offered this guy all kinds of shit. He never read out of anybody, but he told Bill and I that once you're sitting in that chair and you realize what's gonna happen. If you let them talk you into it, you're going to do it.
Yeah. Well, can I tell you something, too? First of
sure.
all, when you join a big a bike club like Hell's Angels, first of all, the only three things that you are looking forward to, going to jail, dying, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just praying that you will survive long enough to help other people. You know, there's a limitation to anything, you're constantly out. You're no more different than what this country does. This country loves war. Well, that's what everybody in this country does. They go at war all the time.
Yeah. I don't know how it was years ago, but I've seen it now in the last 10 years that if a guy makes it through the first year without going to jail,
he's
doing okay.
See, the whole secret is, and I've always said this, you got to think before you do anything, think of the consequences, and try to, and tell nobody nothing. I don't care if it's brother or anything. If you're going to do something, tell nobody anything. Never say a word. There's nobody around.
Like Bill and I's favorite words are, shut up.
Yeah, no, and bragging. That's the worst thing. A lot more people got in trouble bragging than any other, first of all, they brag to the wrong people all the time.
Yeah. Some of the stuff they've gotten people on now out here is because people were bragging on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, one of my friends went to jail. He's doing 30 years because he's on the phone talking about what he's going to do, and he did it. What a stupid... that was really the dumbest thing. And you know what? Who knows if they don't have us taped?
Oh, they're taping us right now.
Yeah, and you know what? The problem is that we let it happen. We don't sit around and we just let it happen. We figure what the hell. First of all, there's a lot of people in prison today, and they don't have the money to take care of all these people in prison. They get these new rules and laws. They want to give people life if they do three crimes. Just like that guy in California, he ate that pizza, he's doing life because that was his third time he got caught eating the pizza. Stealing it, they got...
Only you would know a story like that.
No, that's true. There's a guy in California that had a pizza, he was hungry, he stole a pizza, and he's now in jail. Trying to fight it for years, They made
it's true, Pete.
They made him an example by saying he's a career criminal for stealing the pizza.
He was hungry. He was homeless and hungry.
You talk about wasting taxpayers' money. The criminal justice system is the biggest ripoff because they also create crime. Do you know... if they, you know, I'm not saying everybody's innocent. I'm just saying, I'll give 30%, 40% of the people in the prison system could be let go today. You know, that's the truth.
More than that.
Well, maybe more, but believe me, but who do they let loose? They let loose the nuts, the ones who commit real good crime, and it keeps that circle going, you know? They let these nuts out because it keeps it, look at what we're doing. And plus it gets the people mad, so they put on new laws. They use crime. Say one person does one little crime, and that means 60,000 people have to pay for that one crime that no one, you know. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right.
So that's the problem with a lot of things. And the people sit there and they take it. My son today, they have him on 7 counts. Now, I'll just tell you just a little bit, because the thing's all over, the court case is all over. They got him for having a gun in the house, but they didn't come in with a warrant. They came in a warrant with a traffic ticket.
Yeah.
There ain't no way in the world that they come into your house with a traffic ticket warrant. They wait until you're out in the street, or they wait until you're driving a car again, because it's a misdemeanor warrant. It's not a felony warrant. But they use this misdemeanor. This is how they work. Because someone already ratted them out, saying it was already, the guy who really did it ratted out my son to say it was in his house. That's where he put it.
Well, if they raided the house for a traffic ticket and they charged him with possession of a firearm, they ain't going to hold water, I'll tell you right now.
Well, he's having a hard time. I mean, you know, they're playing the game. Plus, they've got caught in a lot of lies. You know.
What else?
He ain't going to do life. They want to get him as a career criminal, but because of this case, they can't get him for the career criminal because they didn't find him guilty, it looks like, you know. But still, it's just sad that people have to
It is, because that's what they always do.
Yeah.
You know, it's like out here, you know, they have the little gizmos where if they pull you over, they can download your phone during a traffic stop.
Jeez, I gotta go. They got me. I was taking off my belt to show how fit I got. And
what?
My TV show, because I had an operation.
Mm-hmm.
On my back.
Seven-hour back surgery.
Eight-hour back surgery.
Yeah,
they said I wouldn't be walking for 3 months. In 3 days, I was walking out of the hospital. See, there's a God.
Yeah.
Joe is. I can't put my hand through walls anymore. I'm getting too old.
Can't lift motors out of cars.
Well, yeah, that's why my back was, I didn't know I was destroying, you know, you destroy your disc when you're doing things like, I'm telling everybody that, you want to hear something funny? See, Israel's the father of all the
people. Oh, Jesus Christ, not that again.
No, really, I want people to think about this. Ismail is the father of all Arab nations. He's the head of the whole thing. He started everything. And who is Ismail? That's Abraham's son. What's Abraham? He's Hebrew. What does that make Ismail? That makes them half Jewish. See, they go, that means all the Arabs are really half Jewish.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's another whole other topic.
No, I know that, but I'm just telling you that if people really thought about it and really, if the Arabs really thought about it, they wouldn't be at war with nobody. Man makes wars.
Oh.
You know that? Man makes wars, not people. Man, one man, they'll listen to one guy saying, we're going to do a war, we're going to do this. And you know what? It lands up. People believe, you know why? Because they're poor, they're hungry, and they're jealous of rich people. That's what causes wars.
Hey, I got, hey, Phil, I get Evil Lee messaging me.
Yeah?
Haven't heard from him in a while.
No, how's he doing?
I don't know. He's not saying much. He's laying low, I guess. I don't know. A lot of shit going on over there in England.
Yeah.
Everybody's gone crazy. That's Gino's buddy. Him and Gino's,
Evil?
They talk on a daily basis.
I don't talk to that. I talk
to he calls him up. Evil Lee calls Gino up. It's funny. They don't know what to talk about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you doing choking?
Yeah, I'm a little cold.
I got my pizza in the coming out of the oven, so I'm signing off, but I'll be on Thursday. Phil, thank
you. Yeah, I'm
going
to take it. I'm going to take us out with a song.
Guys, have a good weekend. Huh?
Gino, I'll just
you
call
too.
You tomorrow. Ryan, it's nice meeting you again. Thanks for the
yeah,
friend, Dad.
Good talking to you guys. I'm sorry my gal's not in yet. She just told me she was calling, and apparently she's not. So
sorry that we talked your ear off with the spike of stuff.
Yeah, sorry about talking your ears off.
No worries.
Oh, man, you're good. No worries, man.
No worries. All right, I'm going to take us out with a song. See you guys Thursday. Ryan,
right.
Don't forget.
Yeah, later.
No, I won't, man. I'll get that handled.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good song, man.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks. Talk to you Thursday.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.